to the D's and the Melbourne GM of performance. Alan Richardson has been good enough to join us. Hello, Richo.
G'day, Hutto. How are you?
Good. Where do we find you exactly?
Well, I've gone back into the bowels trying to find a little bit of sanctuary. It's pretty noisy out there, so just at the back end of the rooms.
And what's the atmosphere like as we get ever closer?
Well, there's a bit going on out in the ground. Obviously, all the roadies are setting up their stages, etc. Our players are trying to work their way through leads and temporary stages to try and have a kick. But we knew that was coming. This is not normal, and we're just embracing whatever it is. But no, it's quite exciting. The crowd's certainly building up.
And how have you sensed the way the guys have handled the 2 weeks and the extra time, and then as it's got closer, do you feel like, and I guess you never know till we see them out in the field, but do you feel like the build's been about right from a momentum point of view?
Yeah, dude. We were lucky enough to have a bit of a trial run, really, pre the Geelong game. So it was 2 weeks between the Brisbane performance and then the Geelong one, and you know, we liked what we did on game day. We were able to check off how we went from a prep perspective, and this was good and this was good, and no, we perhaps wouldn't do that again. And so yeah, we've been lucky enough to have a bit of a crack at it 2 weeks ago, and no, we feel like the group is as ready as they could be. We've trained really well. We've trained hard at the right time and backed off at the right time, and not unlike a week-to-week cycle, if you like. And we think the boys are both physically and mentally prepared for battle.
Richo, you don't have a lot of guys on the list, as it currently stands, that have had a lot of finals experience, let alone played in a grand final. Have you had someone in particular, maybe a Choco or yourself, that's sort of been there and done that, to share some of these experiences about what to exactly expect?
Yeah. In fact, Jordan Lewis has played a bit of a role for us. He did some work with our group, from a skills perspective, early in our pre-season campaign, and he still does a bit with our younger leaders. And so he's certainly been there for the boys. He's a bit younger than all of us. He's probably able to relate from a player's perspective, at a greater level. But no, there's plenty of experience. Uzay's obviously been involved in a really successful period at the Hawthorn Footy Club. The senior coach himself's played in a couple, so no, there's plenty there for the guys to draw on if need be. But we've taken a lot of the noise out of it. We've been lucky enough, Dell, to be over here and be away from it. But also, you know, there's very little focus on outcome. It's about the way we play our footy and what we need to do. And the reality is, we just need to get it done again.
Can you expect the team today to play exactly the same style and go about in the same manner as they have for the whole year? Is it just simply just execute one more time?
Yeah, we've used that word a lot, Del. We've certainly used the word execute. And that, when any of our training sessions, we've ramped up and put a bit of pressure on the boys and then given them feedback, you know, via the tape in terms of what we're looking to do, whether that be execute our method or execute a tackle or execute an entry kick. That's been a real focus, just to focus on the little things that matter. I think the coaches, by and large, have done a terrific job.
When you've got 2 weeks, there's a lot to think about and analyse. Have you been careful not to overload the players with information, because they can be pretty simple beasts at times, AFL players, Richo?
Yeah, Coons. There was something I reckon we did really well post-Brisbane, so we didn't even review the Brisbane game until the second week, until like we would normally do coming into Geelong, and we always review the game with the upcoming opposition in mind. So we have our opposition meeting prior to the game. The opposition we're coming up against the following week, prior to the game, we're going to play with coaches, so that when they're analysing the tape, they're already thinking about next week in terms of the way we educate. And so we just followed the same process. We built up towards a game, which was obviously only just a practice match amongst ourselves, but and then reviewed the performance, obviously this time against Geelong, and then started to weave that into what it might look like against the Dogs.
And do you have to mention or show the first 10 minutes of the Bulldogs game against Port Adelaide, or you expect those players to go out there and give the hardest 10 minutes of footy of their life? Because if there's any indication about the way the Western Bulldogs started a fortnight ago, it's certainly going to be on.
No, they're a brilliant starting team. Yeah, we've focused on what their best footy looks like, Coons, what it looks like from an offense offensive perspective, what it looks like in around stoppage, where they're just so impressive, and what it looks like defensively for our team. So they go out there with real clarity on what we have to do. Clearly, it's a real balance. We have to make sure that we don't lose track of what we've been doing, because it's been getting the job done. And so I think the guys have real clarity and great understanding of what needs to get done.
Stars everywhere through the middle of the ground. You used James Harms earlier on the year with the job on Tommy Liberatore. He's a real barometer and the clearance king in there, number one in the AFL. Will you look to use a negator on Libba this evening?
It depends a little bit on the game. Not initially, we won't. No, we'll go after our game. There'll be a real focus on what Libba brings to their team, and that's clearly, as you've identified, it's first use, you know, with some real class on the outside of him. So, no, there'll certainly be a player have a role at a certain time. The scoreboard will indicate and give us a bit of feedback in terms of whether we need to adjust on that. Obviously, the influence of the particular player will do the same, but fundamentally, it'll be about the team having a real awareness of what individuals do and looking to take that away. And if we need to make that more specific and go to an individual, then we'll do that.
Richo, we've been speaking in here before. We've touched base with you in regards to preparation and how a lot of the players are so superstitious and meticulous with their preparation. It's probably been thrown out the window. Have you seen some funny examples of guys being out of their comfort zone a little bit and probably having to fall in line a little bit more with a structure, given the amount of times you guys have moved, not only this year, but last year as well?
Yeah, no, you're right, Del. It's, I mean, that's been our way for 2 years now. I think we've been away for 100, and by the time this campaign's done, we'll have been away from home for 160 days over the last 2 years. We've had a game this year where we've been sitting on a plane for the whole day prior to then flying back to Melbourne and playing. So routines really have been thrown away. It's just make sure that you do what you can to be as prepared as you can be, and we just never put it in the excuse category. We just it's the same for everyone, and we need to get it done, and we know why it's different, and we are privileged to be able to get out there and perform. And so the attitude of the players has just been outstanding. And you're right, people like Lever and McDonald have historically been quite meticulous in their preparation, almost anal, but they've had to adjust and they've done it really well.
Richo, it's been an incredible journey so far. One more to go. We wish you all the best. Thanks for being with us and good luck.
Good on you guys. Have a great call.
Alan Richardson joining us there as part of the Demons camp there.